You hear me now?
There
See
you
me?
are.
I'm so
Yes.
tired. I don't know what the fuck, man. I'm going, it's ridiculous.
That is
So I don't know
ridiculous.
if the internet was unstable or, for a minute there or something, and it kind of messed things up. Hard telling. But I'm here now in all my glory. So I know you're
Yeah.
welcome, viewer.
Wow. I was just getting ready to chuck it.
Yeah, well, hey, we fixed it up, bud. We got it.
Hey, I'm ready to do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it, brother.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah, I was chatting with Amber Dawn, because this was, her idea.
Yeah,
So it was just let
wonderful.
her know, because she was really excited. She actually shared her top five list with me a couple days ago,
Oh,
and
cool.
we actually were there was some crossover on some of the ones that she had that like I had considered as well. So.
Interesting.
This is
Yeah.
Crucifix from Satanic Tico, and you're listening to Heavy Metal. I am Montag, master of illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Hey, this is Chop Top, and the title of this segment says everything you need to know. Keep rocking.
You are watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy
Metal Horror. Oh, good thing Dredd's not here. He would be ripping on how the lag, the time lag between our two time zones are. Today, kiddies, we're going to talk about our top five worst metal album covers of all time. We've already done a show, our top five best album covers of all time. I think that was one of our great shows. That was one of our best shows we've done.
Really cool.
We got the term Murray sausage from that one.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And
Had a blast,
the last
blast,
in loin.
blast.
Yeah,
Murray sausage stand. Yeah.
that was good. But today's show is actually inspired by our fan and friend Amber Dawn, because she loved the episode and she put down her top album covers, and she's like, "Why don't you just do a worst album covers?" I'm like, "We will." So Amber Dawn, thank you. This episode's for you. All right, Chop, you want to go first with your number five pick?
Sure.
I'm guessing we might have one or two that could cross over, but I don't know.
Don't know. This might be an interesting. You might get some surprises too, but
Yeah.
I because I could choose so many of these. So I just
I
off the top
know.
of my head
It's
chose
hard. Picking
Strobel.
only five was really difficult.
Because there's a lot of fucking crappers, right? So
Yeah.
for my number five, this is when Mike Howe rejoined the band Metal Church in his first release with them. It's Metal Church 11. And
Okay.
there's just, it's got this like smoky haze or fog over a part of a guitar, part of the body. And it's just like,
Oh,
so
that's a
this is what
guitar.
you,
Oh.
yeah. So this is what you put out for your return of Mike Howe, one of the greatest metal vocalists that lived, second singer
Wow.
Metal Church. And I'm just thinking, yeah, I mean, in the inside sleeve, yeah, nice picture of the band, but that's it. This
Yeah.
is what your return was about. I'm like, okay, done. So yeah, that's my first one because Metal Church has some great covers. The iconic first one, The Dark,
Yeah.
and there's some others, but I
We're
think, yeah,
fans. We
that's
like the
still playing.
band,
You
right?
love them,
Yeah. I get that. Hey, I get that.
it's really plain. Yeah.
That's not the good. That's not a good one.
Nothing real creative about it. Just okay. I mean, I think it's trying to harken back to like, hey, we're back with Mike, and kind of taking off from the first album cover where you had the guitar with all like the weeds around it and kind
Right.
of spooky. And I think they tried a little bit on that, but this is, yeah, for a return of one of the greatest metal vocalists, coming back into Metal Church, one of my favorite bands. This is pretty, yeah, average. This is, I think a kid in high school could have did this. So, but that's my number five.
All right. Well, that's great. My number five is a band that we all know and we all love.
Yes, I knew you were going to pick this. This is why I didn't. So,
Yeah,
But I would agree with you.
I knew we would cross over on this one. Pulling out all the guns. This one looks like made by a guy who saw a video on how to do Photoshop on YouTube, and then said, "Hey, what the hell? I'll give it a try." It's just, if we hadn't had all these great covers before this, from Derek Riggs, all these wonderfully
Absolutely.
painted covers, we might think this is a little cooler, but it looks like they don't look like people. Well, they are badly CG rendered people, but they look more like mannequins. It's like they're mannequins. Even the dog looks bad. If it had been painted in the style, like the horrible tortured Baroque style of like Rain and Blood, that would be really cool. That would, but this is just really just sad. And
Even Eddie on that Montag is kind of uninspiring the way he looks on that cover. It's just like,
yeah, he's just gonna point at you. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, all right,
like
that's
excellent choice because I would have chose that as well. So,
yeah, it's anyway, but there's my number five. There's my number five.
I'm going to piggyback a little bit on that Dance of Death one just by saying this, that I think you could have put Virtual 11 in that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that, and there's no reason to have that album anyways, but because it sucks. But you looked at this fucking thing and and it's like, okay, Virtual 11's even worse than Dance of Death. And I think that those two
An
album
album
covers are
cover,
more.
yeah. It was painted, it was in your face. And I'm thinking was it the X Factor was also that, it was what, Eddie in some kind of electric chair or something, kind of something like that. Yeah, or
Some kind of
Alien.
machine.
Okay.
That wasn't bad though. I could
No,
accept
no,
that a little.
no, no. And I'm also thinking about the album. Yeah, Virtual 11 is not a good album. Not a good album.
No. When
I
Two
remember
Worlds
seeing them on
Collide.
that tour. So, yeah, sadly.
No. Everybody's leaving like halfway through the set. Yeah.
Oof. So,
But you never, yeah.
all right.
Okay.
All right. That was our number fives. Now, number four, Chop Top. What is your number four?
This is a band we love to poke fun at, and me and
Uh-oh.
Montag are fans from a long time ago.
Oh.
But I'm going with
Are they gonna, are you know, I
Animalize.
was gonna say, you wanted the best. This ain't it.
You wanted the worst. You got the
You
worst.
got
Oh,
it. Number
Animalize.
four worst album cover in the world.
Yeah,
Animalize.
I mean, we always make because it's not a good album, and
No,
but
shit.
then you got, I mean, this is what you come up with. You come after, you take off the makeup with Lick It Up, and you come back with, wow, that's inspiring, isn't it? Makes me want to go
Yeah.
out and get some loincloths and
It's almost as bad. It's like a little wor it's like one, two steps away from Sonic Boom.
And then and the back photo of the band is not really, that's just not good either. So I mean, they look
Young and
uncomfortable.
Wasted. Yeah. They were trying to find their form and who they were post makeup, existential crisis. But yes, that's a stinkeroo. I actually think one worse than that is the was it Crazy Nights? What's the one next one? Is it what's the one after
Oh,
that?
Asylum,
Yes. Asylum with
where it's like that neon painted.
the four neon faces. Yeah, I think that one might be a little worse just because it's so hard to look at those
Agree.
the garish
I'd agree.
colors. Okay, my number four. This is a band called Snatch. I and this album's called If the Party's in Your Mouth, I'm Coming. That's the name of the album. I know, it's pretty exciting.
Awesome, man.
Well, I think, for me, I know they're just really wearing the, I mean, it's a horrible cover and it's like a primary color nightmare. But I'm just trying to imagine on what universe this sounded like a good idea. Like it's a very Spinal Tap kind of thing, unless they're trying to be silly, but I don't know. And I don't want to see their crotches at my eye level. That's just it.
No.
Like, no, I'm,
And
I don't. But the party is not in my mouth.
I don't want that party.
I don't. That's not my party. Hey, if that's your party, great. Good for you.
Love the
Not my
band name
party.
though, Snatch. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is not the only Spinal Tap-like album that I have come across. But
Awesome.
yeah, that's it's some of these bands I was unfamiliar with. I'm like, huh. Yeah, that one, I mean, it's definitely 80s. You got the look of the 80s. It's, you
Yeah,
know, all
hair
over that.
metal-ish.
Hair
Yeah.
metal, you know, we're all wearing spandex, they're on the glammy side, their hair's all poofy, and but then they're trying to be kind of that hypersexualized, you know, we're gonna stuff our cod pieces and we're gonna like say we're gonna have sex, we're gonna sex you all. How'd that be a good name
Let's
for a band? Sex you all,
yeah.
sexual, like a
Let's
song.
put the X in sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Love
more
is
Kiss
like a
references,
muscle,
folks.
and you make me want to flex.
Yeah, more Kiss references, kids. Yeah.
Magic, yes.
Of
That's one of my favorite Paul
course.
Stanley vocals, is the Folgers commercial for sure.
Oh, yeah, pretty powerful piece,
Oh,
guys. Look it up on
yeah.
YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laughing about it
That's
now.
bad. That's bad. Okay, that was my number four.
Yes.
Woo! We got the stinkeroos coming. Chop, what is your number three worst album cover of all time?
Number three, probably my top two favorite bands of all time, but still, it sucks. Black Sabbath, Technical Ecstasy.
Oh.
Now, the whole idea behind this, I guess, was a concept of machines having sex. And I'm like, yep, yeah, I don't
Oh,
get the connection, but that's
yeah.
supposedly what it
I've
was.
the robots got the connection literally right there on those.
Yeah.
Does someone have robot envy? I mean, that's
And you know, this is when you know they were on
where
their
is
way
it
out with
coming out
Odyssey.
of?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is that a robot crotch? What is up? But and on the back cover they got, you know, just the picture of the band kind of painted in. It's like, eh. Now the album, I actually like this album. They went for a more classic rock feel on it. But there's a
What are some
couple
of the tracks
real
on there?
bad
I know
times.
the name of the album. I don't recall any of the tracks.
Let me see. Rock and Roll Doctor, Dirty Women. I love both
Oh,
those tracks.
okay.
Backstreet Boys, Backstreet Kids, excuse me.
I was gonna say Backstreet Boys, yes. All right, we're
Elon.
gonna do a Backstreet Boys.
I want it that way. So, but yeah, it's just it's like this was the last, second to last album with Ozzy because after Escape, Never Say Die, which I think Never Say Die is an iconic cover with the two
It's a great
Aviator
cover. The
Fly
album's not
Pilots and
good, but
stuff
it's
in
a
it,
great
but that's
cover.
not a good album. That really,
No,
you
there's
could
like
tell they were
one
losing
or two
tonight
tracks. They were like,
with Oz. But
yeah, they were
this,
done.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like, Technical Ecstasy, huh?
And you bought it. You
Yeah, I
still
don't get
bought
it.
it. But you
Well, yeah,
still bought
there's
it.
no, it's because I'm a Sabbath. You're gonna drain it right home, aren't you, Montag? Yeah, but it was, you know, this is the 2016. They came out with their old remasters for like $5.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take the hell yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that was
So.
my next choice.
All right, so now Amber got something to make fun of Chop Top with there. That's good. Thank you. Your wasp shirt. Okay, my number three. I this is very exciting to share. This is from a band that we know called Pantera. And there, Pantera, Metal Magic.
Yeah.
Now this was looks like it was done in a like for a sixth grade art project.
I was just going to say the same thing, a sixth grader.
I want you to design an album cover with your favorite invented animal. And it's like Napoleon's like, well, it's a liger, it's a cross between a lion and a tiger, known for its
Yeah.
powers and magic. Yeah,
Pretty
probably
cool.
the best thing I've ever done, you know. Yeah, this
You know, and this is when they did like three or four albums before they got a big, it was their hair metal style. So this is a totally
Yeah,
different kind of Pantera
totally
when they
different
went back.
Pantera, I know, but I think it's
But
interesting
that
how, is it, I mean, this looks like there could have been their very first album, you know, and they probably
looks like
paid
it
some
came
guy
out of
50
Oak.
bucks, probably, yeah, some guy 50 bucks in pot. Hey man, could you draw this really cool fucking album cover? We want like a lion thing with a
You know,
sword.
yeah, fuck
And
it. It's already in a coloring book. Just rip out the page and put it on our cover, right?
yeah, I'm gonna get a van. I'm gonna have this painted on the side of the van.
Yeah, how
And I'm
cool
gonna
is that?
have something like Ass Catch on the back of that van
Yeah.
or Pussy Wagon, you know? People
Sagged wagon,
yeah.
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 Yeah, you want to take a ride, my sweet ride, a metal magic ride?
That's right. Yeah, not a rocket ride. It's Metal Magic, man. Pantera. You
Excellent.
like Pantera? Yeah, you know that.
Hop in, bud. Come on in the
That's right.
Shaggin' wagon.
Yeah, that's right,
Oh,
man.
God. Yeah, that was a
Woo!
good choice.
Yeah, that's bad. It's just, it's just a bad album cover. So, all right, man, we are flying through this. That was number three for me. It's going to be our shortest episode ever. People are going to be begging, hey, can you do more, tw more 20 more 20-minute episodes, please?
Oh, we can find them. Trust
We might get more viewers. They're like, oh, an hour and a half? Fuck, I'm not listening to that. Okay. How do you think we feel? No. We
We
love it.
gotta listen to ourselves.
Yeah. Hold on, where's my sock? Next. Oh, number two for Chop. What's your number two?
Number two for this list, Megadeth. So far, so good, so what?
Oh,
I
okay.
do not like the way Vic Rattlehead looks. So you come off that iconic album art of Peace Sells, but who's buying? And you come up with this, and it's some just computer graft. It's generated. It's not even art, art. I mean, as far as drawn on there or anything, it just, and I don't like the way Vic looks on it, Vic
It's
Rattlehead. I just,
Megadeth's Dance of Death.
very good call. Yeah. And I'm just like, eh.
So
It's
the
like,
Dance of
they're from a,
Megadeth. We're going to call it Dance of Megadeth.
it's just, it's at least, it, now what's inside the album is a great album, in my opinion. But that artwork, man, that's just fucking terrible. And Megadeth has a lot of album covers that are just brilliant.
Rust in Peace
So,
is awesome. Yeah, I love
So
that.
yeah, that was my number two for this segment. Megadeth, so far, so good, so what?
Okay. Ooh, fantastic. I'm really excited about number two here. Let me get it. There we go. Yeah, this is a little band that we both know. We're both familiar with. It's a big name band. And well, I'm just gonna have to share it. There it is. Scorpions Fly to the Rainbow.
Oh, that's gaudy.
And I don't know what's going on here.
God just shouts at you when you put it up on the screen, like,
Yeah,
wow.
it's like a guy with like a weird welding mask, and he's holding a key that holds out the rainbow, and his feet are actually airplanes. Yeah, there's so much wrong here. I mean,
Just the the band's logo and how bright and gaudy that is.
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, the color schemes. Ooh.
There was a choice, and this is the one crossover. So Amber Dawn, we had she had showed her top five list worst four to me, and there was another Scorpions album cover on that list. Do you know the one? It's like a Spinal Tap, like Smell the Glove. It's got the dog and the girl
Oh
on her
yeah.
knees.
Animal
Yeah. Animal
magnetism. Yeah.
Magnetism, yes. I
Ridiculous.
almost picked
She's
that
like
because I'm
all
like, got
obedient.
it.
Yeah, the chick's all obedient. Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
it's all
I'll
it. It
smell the
is.
glove.
It's
Yeah.
Smell the Glove. It's fucking Smell the Glove. And I'm like, Scorpions, man, what the fuck is wrong with you guys, man? But I mean, now it was just part of that bravado of the 70s and 80s. That was all. It was all that swagger. Now we would recoil. Oh no, but no, it is so Spinal Tap. It is Smell the Glove. And I have to wonder,
Right.
this is
Great
where they got this
reference.
idea, right? This has to be where they got Smell the Glove from,
Mean, bro.
Yeah. So that was
Good
yeah,
choice.
Rainbow Fly to the Fantasy. Do you know that album? Is that an
I
album that you
don't
know?
really. I think I know that one of the tracks are Speedy's Coming, I think, on there. This was their 70s stuff, I believe, right? I don't know. You have
What was the
maybe a
track? If the
convergence.
party's in your mouth, I'm coming. Is that Wait a minute. No, that's
Yeah.
Snatch.
Speedy, yeah. Snatch. Speedy's Coming. But
Speedy's coming. Okay.
yeah, but no, I do remember. I've seen that before, but God, I don't even think you can. I don't know if it's available anymore or not. But some of the 70s stuff is brilliant by the Scorpions.
Oh yeah,
It was really
I really
genre.
like the
Yeah.
earlier Scorpions music. I just got into it recently, like last year actually, because Scorpions is a band that I remember they were big in the 80s, and I like some of their songs. I saw them once, But I just don't seek them out, you know, like the albums with Winds of Change. I don't like it. It's just they're really hit and miss, especially their, you know, more recent stuff. Now, I've not heard the new album with Mickey D, so I have no idea what it is, if it's good or
It's
not.
pretty good.
Is
It's
it?
pretty good.
But I really like their early sound. Yeah, but that album though, fuck man.
Surprise face. I got that album, the new Scorpion solo album.
Wait a minute.
I'm waiting. Let's hold for
And this
the
episode is Chop Top buys another CD.
It's actually pretty good. I'd say there's like two tracks I'm not fond of. Some of the lyrical writing on the one song is just atrocious. You're like, oh my God, that's your chorus. But give it a shot because it does get, and Mickey plays, you know, he plays to fit the Scorpions, of course. He doesn't really go off on all his, you know, that he can, of
Yeah, he's a
course.
great
But
power drummer. He's just a wrong drummer for this band. You
Yeah,
know,
agreed.
he's just Mickey should play for like Halloween and things like any other power
Oh my
metal
God,
band, you know? Yeah.
totally agree.
Yeah, it's just I even wrote to him on Facebook and said, "Man, I bet you just sometimes just want to break out into Overkill or Bomber, you know?" Or you know. And he didn't respond back to that, but I just said, "Hey, you're one of my favorite drummers," and I just got back, you know, "Hey, thank you for writing," or "I appreciate that." I'm like, okay, cool. But I don't think it was him. I think it was whoever's managing his page. But because I would have said, "Hey, by the way," but we have friends in the know. We've interviewed people who know people, you know. So we're gonna put the word out,
All are welcome. All are welcome.
Mickey D, you're coming our way. You know. Okay,
We could have
so
chose
now.
10 and made it go longer, probably, but hey, we can always do future
It's
segments
okay.
of there.
That's right. We're padding this episode for you kids. Pad. All right. What's your number one worst album of all time, Chop Top?
For this segment, I have a trifecta by the same band.
Oh no.
I couldn't find the one, but it's the same fucking cover as the first one. But I'm going to hit it off with fucking Load.
Yes, that was on my list
Because
too.
that is a load of fucking shit. I'll tell you right, because here you got, oh, hey, let's have a bright idea. We'll name it Load. We'll cut our hair. We'll smoke cigars and wear Maybelline. And by the way, we'd like this artist's blood and cum, and we're going to fucking smear it on there and say, hey, that's a fucking load. Yeah, it's a load of shit. It's horrible. So that's my one there. Now, the second one, of course, is Reload. And like I said, same fucking thing. So get a look at it, kids, because you'll never forget it. Well, shot right in the face.
Metallica is a
So.
seminal band, but we don't want to see their semen on the album cover. Right, I
No,
get
no.
that.
Jesus. So I just like, this is what you put out. You know, even after the blackout, this is the first thing. And I'm like, wow, okay. This might be 2023 at least. The gaudiest, ugliest fucking album cover of that year. And I'm going to get hell for it because I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan of Metallica. This is 72 Seasons.
Oh, I.
That's fucking ugly.
What is it? A baby crib and a bunch of toys and
Yeah,
shit on the
basically
floor?
broken crib, a bunch of shit on
Oh.
the floor. There's
Is
broken
that
guitar.
thematic? Is that thematic in the album? I've not listened to it.
Yeah, it's supposedly about the first 72 seasons, first 18 years of life.
Okay. Oh,
Now,
I
yeah.
see. Okay.
But and then the back's like this and make out 72 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the interesting thing. Here's the thing I really want to, I'm gonna go off on a rant here, like I
All
don't
right.
anyway.
We got time. Yeah, we're padding the time.
This is the worst motherfucking packaging I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, you got a slip case. Whatever. You take it out. Yeah. Ooh, 72 seasons, right? The cover. And then you got the band like this. You know, you can have pictures of the band, but it folds out like this. And this. Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, it turns
And
into a
this.
giant cross.
And then you get no. And then you get the CD right in the fucking middle after all this fucking
Oh.
shit you got to fumble through. Nowhere on the outside of it, Montag, do you have the song listings. It's all the way in the inside and folded in on all that shit.
Wow.
And then they got the booklet and it's sitting right on top of the CD. So you know what that reminds me of? When I fucked around with it a little bit when I got because I was pissed. It's like a Chinese fucking takeout box.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So isn't that fucking horrible? You got to go through all that work. I just want to listen to the fucking music. I don't have to dig through
Give me
shit and.
some General Tso's Metallica, please.
Yeah. So yeah, man, this is just This is the worst fucking idea for a packaging thing for a CD. This
And
is
that
awful.
was really expensive too to make. I mean, Metallica can afford it,
What the, yeah, their
but
own,
that was
they got their
that
own.
die cut and that odd shape and stuff like that's fucking expensive. Yeah, I mean, not
Yeah.
in the, and people aren't buying albums like they used to these days. Of course, you know, some sucker. I mean, some people are, but
Well, I'm going to correct you right now, Montag. CDs are on the rise back. You know what's even sadder though? Fucking
tracks are back.
cassette tapes are coming back.
Yeah, I keep on seeing shit on Facebook Marketplace and
I'm
people
like,
selling and
yeah,
buy
I
like
don't want
old
back to that.
technology. I'm like, oh, no. I'm
No.
sorry. I love cassettes, but I'm a pure MP3 man. I love having my CDs because, you know, that's the last couple CDs I bought. I think the last one I bought, actually bought, was that Exorcist triple disc, you know?
Oh yeah, I remember
And but I'm so
that.
grateful, and I'm hinting at future episodes, kid.
Oh, we're
We're
going to
gonna be
rant on stuff.
doing some first track listens,
Debates.
friends. These we're going to be listening to a lot of music because the record companies who have been reaching out to us and working with us have been incredibly generous and giving us records and saying, please review this. So we're going to try to do some more live reaction reviews. So
Absolutely.
yeah. So wow. Okay,
Well,
Chop. That's
that's number one. That's my number one
that's
for
your
this
number
segment,
one.
kid.
Excellent.
Yeah.
My number one is almost like that. Little different. I'm going to share my screen. And here we go. Ah,
Oh, great
Fate's
album, though.
Warning, Night on Brocken.
Yeah.
We love Fate's Warning,
Oh.
but here we have another person in Mrs. Johnson's sixth grade art class designing a fantasy album cover based on The Hobbit. And I hear like the song from Holy Grail, Bravely Ran Away, oh, bravely ran away. Yeah, again, this is probably one of those things where, look, it's our early album cover, and someone was really nice enough to do it, you know, the fantasy stuff. But it's, you could see the, excuse me. I got another one. I'll edit that out.
Bless you.
Thank you. But you know, it's obviously someone has drawn this. You can see, looks like marker or colored pencil kind of things. Now, if I drew this, because my artistic, ability is zero, I can draw stick figures. If I drew this, I'd be like, "Fuck! Look what I did! It's like the fucking Mona Lisa." But
Yeah, but you expect from an established act, you expect from a metal or hard rock band, you're going to put more effort than something like this, right? So,
unless it was some kind of like gimmicky contest they had, like, hey, draw the new Fate's Warning album cover, and they picked it out of a hat, and like, I hope this guy did an all right job. Yeah, I don't know. It's very
what's inside
amateurish.
that album? That's a great album, anyways.
Oh
But
yeah,
yeah, that
big
cover.
fans. Love Fate's Warning. But if this was a first exposure to it, I would look at it and be like, no.
I'm giving a pass.
I'm
Yeah.
just not gonna do it.
Oh,
You know.
wow.
Wow. Yeah. Now, because five was really difficult, we easily could have had 10. I did have one also ran. Did you have any extra albums covers that you could
I don't
think
have a
about?
prop with me, but yeah, I got one to bring up. And it's a band we love. So.
What band would that go ahead to, what that would be
Oh,
like?
okay. The band is Rush, Hold Your Fire.
Oh, really?
I love the album. I don't like the art. Just
Really?
it's all red fucking. Yeah, it's just like
With
it's
the three
bland. It's
orbs. Yeah.
yeah. I don't understand. Again, they've
Well,
had
the
some
three
weirder
because of
covers. They had some
them,
of
you know.
three of them. Yeah, of course that represents. But just the it's red. That's it. I'm like, hold
Yeah.
your fire. What about fire? Anything speaks to me on this other than the color red?
The Red Album.
But it's
Yeah.
just saturated in it. But it is. We love that album and we love
Love
the
the album.
band. So
It's one of my favorites.
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I always
That's my
liked the
uncle,
album
man.
cover. I always liked it. I always
Okay.
thought that the three discs were like the orbs, like balls of fire. You know, I always kind of took it that way,
Oh, okay. Maybe I
and
didn't look
more
at
of
that
like an artsy
perspective.
thing.
Okay.
But you know, I think there are other Rush albums that are less successful. Power Windows is not particularly good. Neither is Grace Under Pressure. Is not a particularly
Yeah.
strong album cover. Neither is Test for Echo. You know,
Oh
so
no. But for the rocks
or
and everything, yeah.
Permanent Waves. You
Oh
know.
yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck? Some girl's walking and the wind's blowing her skirt up. Like, what? I can't listen to this. My mom and dad will get mad at me for looking at this girl's underwear. I'll get this. Mark Allen, what are you doing to yourself? Dr. Rush, mom.
What's with the sock, Mark Allen? Yeah.
These socks are so heavy. I don't know. They're sports socks. I was having sport. Okay. I
Oh,
might show a couple of these because they're pretty bad. So, this
good.
first one. Oh, this first one is by a band called Boned, and the album is called Up at the Crack.
Wow.
Up at the Crack. Yeah. And I thought, okay, this is either the best album cover of all time or the worst. And that's why I didn't make the list, because it could be also one of the best album covers of all time, because
Yeah, true, true. I could see the side. Yeah.
I mean, the font for Bone looks like AC/DC a little bit.
Yeah.
It is, but the Up at the Crack is written in that goofy script that was really big in the 80s. And the Spinal Tap, it's like, again, here's Spinal Tap. We're seeing all
Yeah,
the
I was
influences.
thinking very, very, very tap kind of cover, man.
Oh yeah,
Very
totally.
tapish. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's great.
and this was another one. Let's see, we did Iron Maiden. Yeah, except Balls to the Wall.
Yeah.
It's like, I get
Great
it. He's
album, but
holding his balls. I get it. I get it. Yeah, there were a few other ones I had. Druid Vampire Cult. Again, it looked like it was someone had just hand drawn it. Band called Torch. Riot, Restless Breed was really, really bad. Band called Mortis.
Oh.
I think I'm gonna show Mortis. I'm just gonna
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
and yeah, we got time, right? We're not going anywhere. Okay. There's Mortis.
Oh, my God.
With the bugaloos. It looks like a bugaloo flying around, right? I mean,
It does look
and I thought,
like
okay,
that.
I
Yeah,
like,
great pick.
yeah.
How do you even explain that?
Here's a vampire in space with a skull for a codpiece, and he's got wings, or that's what I'm guessing. He's just looking down, like, but he's also got these kind of goblin-like features,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Speaking
boy,
of
oh, boy, oh, boy.
goblin, we need to get back and for goblin, or what was it, or troll rather. We need to talk with the star of Troll 2 and see if we can get
Oh,
back on the, yeah.
yeah.
So there's that.
Great, man.
Boy, that was good. That was a good episode.
Lot of fun. As I
Yeah.
said, I had you had me on a few surprises. I'd expect, you'd go more some of the mainstream acts, and you didn't, but you had excellent choices.
Well,
And
it was hard to pick only five.
sure,
A 10
sure
would have
anything.
been, much.
A little
We
more, yeah.
could, but then, because there's a lot of stuff, and I was really trying to go things people might know, and also, like, when I came across, like, oh fuck, that one, that I
Got
gotta
it.
get
Yeah.
that. I gotta come on now, and I
I
there because there's.
think Pantera wins this
Yeah, the
episode.
Pantera's pretty bad. There's a lot of
Cool.
these big name bands that were like, oh fuck, I didn't know they had these things. And a lot of these other bands like Druid, I'm sure it's like maybe it's a college band or some like local band. And I get that. That's the difference. But yeah, there was some really amazingly bad artwork out there. Still better than what I could draw. So,
Yeah, me
but
too. I used
yeah.
to be able to draw a long time ago, but long, long time ago.
Now I just draw flies. That's pretty much all I'm doing.
You too? Yeah.
The
Oh.
stench of death is upon me.
Yeah.
Well, Amber Dawn, thank you so much for this great idea. We'd love to see your top five list or worst five sometime. So please send it to our.
Actually, yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Go
No,
ahead,
Greg, go
go
ahead.
ahead, finish. Go ahead.
I said, and goes out to all our viewers. We'd like to see what you think are your. You can put in your list in the comments of what some of your worst album cover picks are. We'd love to hear from you.
Please. Yeah. Thank you for everyone who writes in. Thank you for all your new subscribers, and appreciate it. Thank you so much. Keep your comments coming. So hey, you can find Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. You can listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who'd like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
And Chop Top.
And you've been watching and listening to the top five worst heavy metal horror episode of all time. Heavy metal horror.
Metal.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.